Good afternoon. Welcome to our 5 p.m. youth service. Currently, di ba, ang series natin is Walk the Talk. So we have this series and this is our 5th week. Sino rito, you've been here for the last 4 weeks? You know, grabe, thank you so much na nandito kayo and this is our 5th week. I'm so excited to share with you our last installment for our Walk the Talk series. Pero bakit nga ba natin pinag-uusapan yung Walk the Talk? Because we want to help you na to live out Christianity with such authenticity. We hope na after this series and you will leave this place that you will be able to live out your faith in God. So ako naman, before tayo pumunta ron sa topic natin, walking the talk, di ba? Sa buhay ko naman, when I was in college, kwentuhan ko lang kayo about me, naki-in din ako before. So para maka-in ako, nagsuot ako ng ganito. Colored skinny pants. Nung college ako, mga last year lang naman yon. So, yan yung sinuot ko na I have to wear red pants for the sake of my classmates. Kasi gusto ko makain eh. Yun yung trending at that time. For now, di ba, sa panahon natin ngayon, ito yung uso, jogger pants. Tama? Sino mga naka-jogger pants ngayon? Huwag yun na itaas yung kamay nyo, okay? I'm not saying that you want to be in or gusto niya lang na, alam mo yung makasabay sa uso, but maybe, baka talagang magaling lang talaga kayong pumorma, no? Also, ano pa ba yung mga ways na ginagawa natin para maging in? Or somehow, para sa harap ng mga ibang tao, oy, I'm doing this. This is me. Ganyan. Ako, dati, pumupunta rin ako ng library. Yan. Library. Pumupunta ako dati para masabi ng mga classmates ko, para masabi ng mga tao na, uy, ang talino naman niya. Buti na lang buhay si Lord, binago niya ako. Kapag pumapasok na ako ng library, hindi lang ako nandun para mag-aral, nagdi-devotion pa ako. Oh, ginagawa niyo ba yun? Okay, so, not just that, Christian, no? Well, walk the talk. Okay, so, pagdating naman sa food and drinks, eto, natry niyo na ba na para somehow maging Indian kayo, bumili rin kayo nito? Tama? Tama, bumili rin kayo niyan. Tapos yung kaya niyong magtipid ng ilang araw, basta kapag lumabas kayo ng mga classmates niyo, bibili ako niyan para sabihin nila, wow, yayamanin. Okay? And then, ang gagawin niyo, hugasan niyo yan. Tapos sa susunod na araw, lalagyan niyo lang ng 3-in-1 coffee para kunwari naka-Starbucks pa rin kayo. Tama ba? So, speaking of walk the talk, tayo ba as Christians, kailangan ba natin na magpanggap sa harapan ng ibang tao, kailangan ba natin mag-pretend? To the point of, you know, pretending even though hindi naman talaga tayo yon, or hindi naman talaga yun yung ginagawa natin para lang maging in. So as Christians, as believers of Jesus Christ, we want to help you na you don't have to be ashamed na you are a Christian. And you just have to walk the talk, di ba? In your walk with God. So for the past weeks, ito yung pinag-usapan natin for week 1, we talked about joy under trial, na sinasabi natin na kahit may problems in life, we believe na binibigay yan sa atin ni Lord so that we will learn to embrace them and we will become mature para maging immovable tayo sa life na to. Week 2, we talked about faith and works. Na as Christians, yung faith natin dapat napapakita rin natin sa good works na napoproduce natin sa buhay. Hindi siya yung works and then faith, pero faith muna kay Lord and then works. Okay? Works comes next. And third week, remember Pastor Ian Daguman preached about this, uncontrolled tongue, our tongues have power to speak life or death, and whatever we confess, that sets our direction. Week 4, we talked about humble submission. Appreciate nyo ba si Dean for preaching about this? Grabe. And even yung mga campus missionaries natin, na-appreciate nyo ba sila? Pag binuksan mo yung puso nila, kayo yun nandun. Okay, sige. So humble submission, he talked about, di ba, an authentic Christian walks the talk by living a life humbly submitted to God. And this week, we will talk about prayer of faith. This is a familiar thing for all of us. And I know na lahat tayo nagpe-pray. Tama ba? Tingnan mo yung katabi mo. Mukha ba nagpe-pray yan? Tama? Mukha nagpe-pray? Kapag mukhang hindi, sabihin mo, pray-pray din pag may time. Though this is a familiar thing for all of us, I hope you will listen. And my goal after this preaching is that you will leave this place, that you will have love for prayer. Okay, so let's continue reading from the book of James. Remember, sino dito, minameditate nyo rin yun, binabasa nyo yung pag-uwi nyo sa bahay, yung mga pinag-aaral natin sa youth service. And right now, we're gonna read from James chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. May I invite everyone to please stand up? So we're doing this as an act of reverence to the Word of God. And if you have your Bibles with you, you can also open that para sabayan nyo ako magbasa. Okay, in verse 13, it says here, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. So this is the word of God for us today. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to know your word and to know you more. God, as we study your word, give us insights, Lord, about prayer. And who are you, Panginoon, when it comes to prayer? Yung heart mo, even, Lord, yung desire mo for us to communicate with you. Father, thank you for this time, and may your word be planted in their hearts. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, you may now take your seats. Again, we're gonna talk about prayer. Obvious naman, no? Prayer yung pag-uusapan natin. Are you excited we're gonna talk about prayer? Even though this is a familiar thing, I know na marami kayong matututunan dito sa pag-uusapan natin. In fact, di ba, simula ng pagkabata natin, tinuturuan na tayo mag-pray. Naalala niyo yung mga 5 years old pa lang kayo? Yes, naalala niyo talaga yon? 5 years old pa lang kayo? Yung alam mo yun, yung tinuturuan ka na, in Jesus' name, amen, di ba? When it comes to prayer, there are two common persons na I think ito yung mas evident na nakikita natin when it comes to prayer. The first person is, yun yung mga nagme-memorize ng prayers. Natry nyo na ba mag-memorize ng prayers nyo? So, yung first person, dahil siguro sa kaba, or I don't know, nagme-memorize sila ng prayers nila. I also have a 10-year-old cousin na sobrang memorize niya yung prayers niya kapag kakain siya. Sabi niya, Lord, thank you for this food that I'm about to eat. In Jesus' name, amen. Sabi ko, Dave, from your heart. Pero laging ganun yung pinagpe-pray niya. Kasi even dun sa pagkabata natin, yun kasi yung tinuturo sa atin, di ba? I think, meron din naman sa inyo dito na hindi naman ako ganun eh. Hindi mo ako nagme-memorize. From my heart yun, no? Mga ganun. And kahit na whether long or short, na nandito ka na or nakakilala mo si God, na siguro matagal o bago mo pala nakilala si Lord, I believe na na-experience natin mag-memorize ng prayer. Tama ba? If you have experienced this, pasok ka sa first person. Yung second person naman is yung tao na nagpe-pray siya pero hindi siya confident. Meron ba kayong kakilala na, kunwari, di ba, alam niya na umaattend ka ng youth service, nandito ka every Friday, tapos magpapapray siya sa'yo. Sabihin, uy, pag-pray mo naman ako, kayo naman close ni Lord eh. Tama? May mga ganun. Sabihin ko, talaga, close kami ni Lord. Ba't kayo hindi? So may mga ganun tao, yung second person, I don't know, bakit hindi siya confident in prayer. Maybe thinking baka hindi siya interested to pray, or di niya lang din alam siguro talaga kung ano yung ipagpe-pray niya kay Lord. So whether nandito ka sa first person, second person, or kung sakto-sakto ka lang, I still believe that this message is for you. Prayer kasi is for everyone. I believe that prayer is not just for me, for those who are in full-time campus ministry, but I believe prayer is for everyone. And it's not something religious or something that only holy people does. So my first point is, anyone can pray. Kahit na sino man tayo, anong background natin, bago man tayo, o matagal na tayo kay Lord, anyone can pray. Hindi totoo yung sinasabi nila na, hindi, mas close ka naman kay Lord eh. Ikaw na lang yung mag-pray. Because prayer does not exclude anyone. Because God opened this line of communication to everyone. Tama ba? For example, may happy moment ka. Tama ba na papa-thank you Lord ka? Kunwari, binigyan ka ng ano, di ba? Yung allowance mo sobra pa. Hey, thank you Lord. May pang-dota ako. Mga ganyan. Or kapag ka, for example, may na-experience niyo kayo sa family nyo na sobrang bigat, sobrang heavy, na dun ka tatawag na, Lord, di ko na kaya. Di na kaya ng family ko. Tama, every one of us experience that, tama? Na kahit na matagal man tayo, bago tayo kay Lord, kilala man natin siya ng sobra-sobra, or yung onti pa lang yung alam natin sa Kanya, every one of us, di ba? Lahat tayo nagpe-pray. So, anyone can pray. Just like what it says in verse 13, is anyone among you suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful, let him sing praise. So, sinasabi ba dito na, is a pastor among you suffering? Is a campus missionary among you suffering? Is a president among you suffering? Or is a well-known person among you suffering? Di naman sinabing ganun eh. Sabi dyan, anyone. So I believe that anyone can pray. Kapag may pinagdadaanan ka, whether you're in trouble, you're suffering, or masaya ka, sabi ron, mag-pray ka. Hindi kasi siya mystical eh. Prayer is actually our communication with our Creator. Hindi siya yung, ay, mag-pray ako. Naku, baka mabansagan akong holy ah. prayer is something that we do so that we can communicate to the one who created us. And then, I believe na hindi ka lang kinreate ni Lord, but I also believe that God created you for you to communicate with Him. Na nilagay niya yun sa blueprint natin, na itong anak ko na to, makipag-usap sa akin to. Praying is communicating with someone whom we know, who is unreachable, but made himself reachable to anyone who will come to Him. Naniniwala ba kayo ron? God is really unreachable. But He made Himself reachable for us if we will just come to Him. So I don't believe sa myth na sinasabi nila na pang-holy people lang yun, yung pagpe-pray. Or dapat memorize mo yung prayer mo bago ka lumapit kay Lord. Anyone can pray. We're talking about prayer is our communication with God, tama? Hindi siya yung something, oh Lord, hallelujah, ganyan-ganyan ka pa, di ba? Prayer is just saying, Lord, thank you for this day. Lord, salamat Lord sa binibigay mo sa amin na pagpapala, sa mga blessings mo, ganyan. And it's like parang ano, pagka may sikat ka nakakilala, tas gustong-gusto mo siyang ma-meet, tas gusto mo siyang kausapin. Katulad ko ba kayo, kunwari ako kasi, talaga meron akong sobrang gusto kong ma-meet in person. Na kapag ka nakausap ko tong tao na to, sobrang ganda niya kasi, na kapag ka nakausap mo tong tao na to, buo na yung taon ko. Kilala niyo ba to? Liza Soberano. Pero, iniisip ko, communicating with her is impossible. Talagang, hindi naman impossible, siguro, pag pumasok akong ABS event, tapos mag-red lipstick ako, papapasukin ako. Parang gano'n. So, I don't know, kasi parang yung communication ko with her is parang masyadong imposible nga. Kasi wala naman akong relationship with her, hindi kami close, hindi kami friends, wala rin kaming common friends. So, for me, I'm just a fan, and she's a famous actress. And then, kapag 8:30 p.m. na, dapat nasa bahay ka na. Tama? So, gano'n. Pero seriously, pag na-meet ko talaga siya, kahit one text lang from her, kahit one time lang, siguro, as in, yung goal ko na makilala siya, achieve na yun for me. Parang katulad nito. Saka ito, actually, nag-meet kami. Ito, oh. Grabe na, no, picture pala, pero feeling ko sobrang close namin. Yung alam mo yun, parang, oh, Liza. Tapos nag-usap kami ng crush niya dyan. Yeah, yung nakaganong kami. Alam mo yung kahit nasa picture lang, nakapagka na-meet mo, yung talagang, ah, gusto ko makipag-usap sa tao na to, di ba? Seriously, yung desire natin na yun, na I wanna talk with someone na hindi lang sikat sa Pilipinas, hindi lang sikat sa, or, wala, sa buong mundo, pero is the one above all things, above all people. If we will have the same desire to communicate with God, tama? To get real close with God, who perfectly loved us. Someone who's unreachable, pero He made Himself reachable for us. Diba? I hope na we will have that same desire, na gusto ko maging close kay Lord. Gusto ko mag-draw near to Him. Gusto ko mag-communicate with Him every day of my life. Kasi He's better than anyone else na sobrang nililook up ko. So, because prayer is not limited to anyone, prayer also is not limited for anyone. I believe that we should pray for others. Because prayer is not just limited for us, na tayo lang yung nagpe-pray. I also believe na dapat pinagpe-pray din natin yung ibang tao. Because kapag nag-pray tayo, God is pouring out His power, He's revealing Himself, He's revealing yung greatness niya when we pray for other people. Prayer actually is a privilege also to be intimate with God. And kapag ka pinagpipray din natin yung ibang tao, it's an opportunity for us to encourage that person. Sino rito na experience nyo na sa life nyo na somebody prayed for you? Na-encourage ba kayo? When that somebody prayed for you. Also, kung gusto nyo maka-encourage na ibang tao, pray for that person. Because there's so much power, there's so much encouragement na pinoproduce ng prayer sa buhay na isang tao. That person, kapag ka pinag-pray mo siya, yung faith mo kay Lord, nung pinag-pray mo siya, it's being imparted to that person. Yung encouragement, yung source of hope mo, nasi-share mo rin dun sa tao na yon. And yung joy mo, when you did that, nare-remind din siya na ito pala si Lord, ito pala yung gusto niya sa buhay ko, ito pala yung kaya niyang gawin. Tama, pag nagpe-pray ba tayo, sinasabi ba natin na, Lord, grabe, I don't think na kaya mo to, Lord, pero pinag-pray ko pa rin. Hindi ganun, di ba? When we are praying, Lord, I believe that you are sovereign. I believe that you are powerful. And when a person hears that, sobrang ma-encourage yung tao na yon. Na whatever he is experiencing or she is experiencing in life, mare-remind siya na, Lord, you are faithful, you are sovereign, you are great, you are mighty. So we should pray for others. Just like, sabi sa verse 14, is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. If the first one, we talked about anyone can pray. Ito naman, this verse talks about, kapag karaw merong may sakit, or anyone siguro in trouble, sabi ron, let him call the elders of the church. Or let them call, kunwari kayo sa victory group, atara, pag-pray naman natin to, ito kasi na-experience niya. Or kunwari sa friends mo, talaga yan ba yung na-experience mo? Pray for that person. Diba sabi siya na, let them pray over him. I believe that anyone can pray to God. Anyone can pray to God, anywhere in any situation. And if we pray for a person, there's so much talaga na nagagawa nun sa buhay ng isang tao. And if you also want to serve as a blessing, as an encouragement to other people, why don't you pray for that person? I believe na hindi siya mystical. Na, ay, baka isipin nito eh, na ganito ako eh. Bakit? Eh, mag-serve ka nga na encouragement dun sa tao na yun eh. Ba't ka mag-hold back to pray for that person? When God is telling you to pray for a person, I hope that you will take faith. Because prayer is an act of faith. It requires faith. Sabi rito, and the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. And sabi dyan, prayer of faith. Prayer takes faith. Kapag magpipray ka rin, hindi naman nga yun siya yung parang nililimit mo si Lord or hindi ka naniniwala sa kaya niyang gawin, even for the lives of other people. You know who God is? God is not even intimidated by your big prayers. In fact, gusto niya rin makinig even sa mga small things na gusto mong sabihin sa Kanya. You can share to Him what happened in your day. Kahit alam niya yun, gusto niya makinig sa'yo. Or big prayers mo na, Lord, gusto ko magkaroon ng iPhone 7. Kahit wala pa. Tama? Or what else? Lord, gusto ko ma-save yung buong family ko. Are you believing for that? In prayer, there's nothing impossible. Kasi si Lord yung pinagpiprayan natin. Pray for others. God's power is revealed and released when we pray in faith for others. When you pray in faith for other people, nire-reveal ni God yung sarili niya. Nire-reveal niya rin yung power niya. Nire-release niya yun sa buhay ng tao na yun. Diba? We talked about power of our tongues. Right? So kapag dineclare mo yun, nispeak mo yun, yung blessings na yun, yung life na yun sa buhay na isang tao, yung na-experience ng tao na yun will change. Because there's something that's happening in the spiritual realms kapag ka nagpipray tayo. Do you believe that you are a spiritual being? We are a spiritual being. We're not just physical. Our God is spirit and we must worship Him in spirit and in truth. That's why we should not be afraid. We should not be intimidated. We should not hold back praying for other people as well. Or praying for our studies, praying for our families, praying for our campuses. Gusto mo bumait yung dean mo? Pag-pray mo. Tama? Gusto mo bumait yung professor mo? Pag-pray mo. I experienced one time I prayed for my professor. Pero as a new believer, naalala ko lang, sabi ni Lord, yung prayer, it takes faith. Sabi ko, Lord, sige, pag-pray ko ito. Alam mo yun, yung sobrang kaba ko. Pero I prayed for her, for that professor. Kasi I want to speak blessing eh, sa life ng tao na yun eh. If God is telling you to pray for a certain person, go ahead and pray for that person. Even, kunwari, sa youth service, pag hindi pa nag-start yung youth service natin, be radical. If God wants you to pray for a certain person, go and bless that person with a prayer. Because kapag ka nagpipray tayo, marami kasing mga tao, di ba, na-intimidate sila kung ano yung pagpipray nila. Or somehow, nalulus nila yung confidence in prayer. Maybe because hindi pa nila masyadong kilala si Lord. I believe that how well you know God will determine how will you pray to Him. Tama ba? Do you believe that? Nung nabasa mo sa word niya that the love of the Lord is everlasting. That even Him, the beginning and the end, the Alpha and Omega. Tama ba? Mas na-encourage ka mag-pray. Na Lord, you know everything that's happening in my life. Because you hold everything in your hands. Also, how well you know God will determine how will you pray for others. Kahit na sobrang imposible ng tao na yan na mabago. Pero if you know God, if you know what He can do for that certain person, you will know na you will have the faith to pray for that person. I remember sa victory group namin, sino rito part na kayo ng victory group? Yun talaga yung experience, no? Kapag part ka ng victory group, paano ulit? Woo! Yan! So kung hindi pa kayo part ng victory group, pwede kayo maging part. Tapos next time na tatanungin namin kayo, sabihin nyo rin, woohoo! Okay, I remember kasi sa victory group namin, there's someone sa victory group namin na fifth year niya na sa accountancy. Pero muntik na siyang, hindi makapag fifth year. Muntik na siyang mag-shift. Sa PL Marto, pamuntasan ng Sud Marikina. But then, she said that to us, she was accountable na ito yung na-experience niya. And our victory group prayed for her. Yan. So, yung victory group namin, tatlo lang kami noon at that time. Pero nakita nyo dyan, si Grace, yung naka-red, saka si Criselda from PLMAR, we prayed for Karina. And tingnan nyo yung reply ni Karina. Basta, as in, sobrang imposible na maka-enroll siya. Kasi bagsak siya sa isang subject. And then, sobrang higpit nung naglalakad ng papers nila na dahil doon, pwede siya ma-shift sa ibang course. Pero tingnan nyo yung message niya, good PM ate, good news, nakapag-enroll na siya. Why? Because we prayed for her. Because Grace and Criselda prayed for her. That's the power of prayer. Kapag ka nasa impossible situation ka, there's no one else to call but the Lord. Wala kang ibang tatawagin kundi si Lord. Kahit na in happy moments or nakaka-experience ka ng anything sa buhay mo, pray for others as well. I hope na you are generous in prayer din, na hindi lang sarili mo laging pinagpipray mo, but you're also an encouragement to other people as you pray for them. Lastly, I believe na hindi lang dapat natin pag-pray yung sarili natin and pray for others. I believe yung pinanggagalingan natin ito is when we pray in Jesus' name. I know that there is power in the name of Jesus. Do you believe that? Sino dito, iisip nyo, bakit kaya ine-end natin yung prayers natin in Jesus' name? Natanong nyo na ba yun once in your life? Ako natanong ko yun. And then I realized that why we are praying in Jesus' name is because we are acknowledging what He did for us on the cross. That through Jesus Christ, when God sent Him to die on the cross for our sins, nagkaroon tayo ng full access to the Father. Katulad nung kay Liza Soberano, di ba? Pwede namang backstage lang ako. Diba? Pero kay God, because of Jesus Christ, we gain full access to the Father. That's why we're praying in Jesus' name. We're praying na, Lord, because of you, I have gained full access to the Father and now I can pray to Him. Na-experience nyo na ba yung parang nag-pray kayo tapos hanggang bubong lang? Hanggang kisame. Ako na-experience kayo nung bata ako. Tapos tinatanong ko pa sa ate ko, ate, kanino ba ako magpipray? Kasi hindi ko talaga alam kanino ako magpipray at that time. But then when I came to know the Lord, I realized, wow, I'm just gonna pray to the Father and pray in Jesus' name. And I believe, na-receive niya yung prayers ko. Why? Because I see it in my life that God is really answering my prayers. In verse 14, sabi rin, di ba, na pray for that person in the name of the Lord. And sabi ni Jesus in John 14:14, if you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. What do you want to ask from Jesus? He says here, He will do it for you. If it is according to His will, He will give it to you and you have already received it from Him. Pray for others and pray in Jesus' name. That's the power of His name. Na hindi na tayo dati na hindi natin alam, sa mother ba ako, sa saints ba ako, sa idols ba ako magpe-pray? Ngayon alam natin na magpe-pray lang tayo sa Father natin in heaven in Jesus' name. Okay? Hindi na tayo pupunta sa iba't ibang tao para yun yung somehow, pagka lumapit ako rito, ito yung ginamit ko na name, mas makakarating kay Lord. Di ba, in India, there are 100,000 gods. Kung saan-saan Diyos-Diyosan sila lumalapit. But for us, we believe that we only pray in Jesus' name. And we know that God already heard our prayers. And in verse 16, it says here, therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has a great power as it is working. Because anyone can pray, we can pray for other people. And we can pray in Jesus' name that we now have a relationship with God. We can now also confess our sins to one another. And I hope that you will let others pray for you. Kapag may pinagdadaanan ka. One lie of the enemy is that he would always tell you na, hindi, wag mo i-share yung problem mo sa iba. Wag mo i-share yung pinagdaanan mo. Wag kang maging accountable. Nakakaya naman eh. Pero sabi siya, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. And you know what Jesus did for us on the cross? That healed us from our sins. If we will acknowledge that sa buhay natin, na Lord, what you did for me is more than enough. That healed me. Sabi dito, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Again, the basis of our prayers are not because magaling tayo mag-pray or memorize na natin yung mga prayers natin or siguro wala tayong confidence ng prayer, but our basis is our relationship with the Lord. If you know who God is in your life and if He is real sa buhay nyo, if inayaan nyo siyang mag-rule sa life nyo, if He is the one na lagi nyong ini-inquire, na pinagtatanungan, na ask na, Lord, I pray for this. Sabi dito, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. Maybe, I don't know, baka yung iba sa inyo, hindi man ako righteous eh. Meron ba ditong righteous na proud kayo talaga na righteous kayo? Diba, every day of our lives, nagkakasala tayo, nakakagawa tayo ng mistake. Pero what Jesus did for us on the cross, yun yung naging way para maging righteous tayo. It's not dahil mabuti tayo or we can do this for Him, but because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, that made us righteous. Nung tinagap natin sa buhay natin si Jesus Christ, yun yung dahilan kung bakit naging righteous tayo sa Kanya. Christ's righteousness became our righteousness. That sabi ron, whoever is in Him is now righteous. The old is gone. Your life na punong-puno ng kasalanan is gone. And ngayon, you're righteous before God. And what now? When you pray, and when you pray for other people, it's powerful and effective. I hope you will always remember that. Na kapag nag-pray ako, pinag-pray ko tong tao na to, na kapag naging generous ako sa prayer ko, I believe that it is powerful and effective. Because now I have a relationship with the Lord. Now, I can communicate with Him fully. Now, I gain full access to the Father through Jesus Christ. Again, anyone can pray. Pray for others. And our basis is our relationship with the Lord. That's why now we can pray in Jesus' name. I hope now you will never get familiar of praying for other people. And I hope that you will never get familiar of seeking God. Now, Lord, what do you want to tell this person? Pray in Jesus' name. Because there's something happening in the spiritual realms when we are praying. The impossible becomes possible. Yung mahirap na bagay becomes possible in this life when we pray. I remember there are so many people prayed for me before I went up here on stage. So totoo lang, kinakabahan ako. Pero because they prayed for me, I was reminded that the Lord is my confidence. I was reminded because of that. And I hope na ganun din yung paraan na gagamitin kayo ni Lord, na you will pray a prayer of faith for other people. Sabi dito, the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective. We know that God is hearing our prayers because He is not just our God, but He is our Father. He made us righteous. Hindi niya lang tayo pinatawad sa mga kasalanan natin, but He made us His sons and daughters. That's why we can approach Him. That's why we can come to Him. That's why anyone can pray. That's why we can pray for others. That's why we can pray in Jesus' name. It's because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. Dahil everything was made possible. Dati, backstage na tayo. Dati, kailangan pa natin lumapit sa ibang tao para madinig yung prayers natin. But right now, we can do this because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. We were reconciled to the Father because of what He has done. And I believe that a prayer of faith is a prayer declared in Jesus' name. Kapag magpe-pray ka, you may faith ka na, may confidence ka na. Kasi you know what Jesus has done for you on the cross. Kapag ka magpe-pray ka na ulit, end mo yun in Jesus' name. Seal mo yun in Jesus' name. Because yun yung confidence natin that we have gained full access to the Father through Jesus Christ. Because the Word says that He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way. He is our only way to the Father. And when we pray in Jesus' name. And kapag sinabi sa'yo ni Lord na pag-pray mo to, I hope you will pray for that. I hope you will also pray. Ano ba mga pwede natin pag-pray? We can pray for our country. We can pray for our president. We can pray for our professors. We can pray for our families. If you want change to happen in your families, lumuhod ka, mag-pray ka sa Kanya. I remember I prayed for my family. Ako pa lang yung saved noon. I was attending Victory Jubel. And then, though I grew up in a Christian family, for us, born-again Christian is just a religion. There's no relationship with the Lord. Diba kaya nga sabi sa inyo, when I am praying to Him, I don't know kung talaga nare-reach siya. Kung talaga nare-reach the Lord. Kasi nga, feeling ko, and alam ko na wala pa akong relationship kay Lord. So I don't have confidence to pray. But when I came to know Him, I realized that I just need a relationship with the Lord. And I just need to acknowledge in my life that Jesus Christ died for me on the cross and that He lived again so that I may receive the forgiveness of sins. I prayed for my family. I remember I was nagtatype ako ng assignment ko sa computer and my father is persecuting me kasi nakikinig ako nung kantang Rise and Sing. Then sinasabi niya, bakit puro na yan, drums? Bakit ganyan? Bakit sabog? Parang sabi ko, ha, ganyan mag-worship kay Lord? Yeah. Pero hindi, sabi ko, Papa, worship yan kay Lord. And then I prayed for my father. I prayed for them. I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, only you can save my family. Only you can bring change in my family. I prayed for them earnestly. And right now, my mother is saved. My sister is saved. My brother is saved. And they're being used by God to be a blessing also to other people. Ngayon, kilala na nila si Lord. And that's what prayer does. If you want change to happen in your life, have a lifestyle of prayer. Hindi to mystical. Hindi rin to something na gagawin lang natin, parang magical, parang word. Pag-pray ako ganyan. But it's really your way of communicating to God, believing Him, and declaring His name over your life, over the life of your family, sa campuses mo, sa country natin. Are you excited to pray? Na ngayon, hindi na siya mystical for you, but it's your way of having intimacy with the Lord. Every day you can pray, and you can pray for others. What do you need? Just need faith in Him. Just need faith in God. And for us Christians, walking the talk, what does it mean for us kapag nagpipray tayo? An authentic Christian lives in complete obedience and confidence in God through a life of prayer. Because in prayer, we are acknowledging na Lord, hindi kami to. Hindi ko kaya to. Only you can do this. That's why it's complete obedience. Kapag ka authentic Christian ka, if you are really walking the talk, you will live in complete obedience and confidence in God through a life of prayer. I hope and I pray that this generation will be a prayerful generation. That we will become authentic Christians that will not conform, that will not, alam mo yung para maging in? Ay, hindi ako magpipray. Kasi baka sipin nila masyado akong ano eh, cholos. Pero magpipray ako. And I will pray. I remember Tracy here, yung nag-serve natin na SM, stage manager. Last time, Ma'am Lisa posted it in Facebook. Na sabi niya, Tracy went back to her campus and she prayed for her professors and she prayed for her campus. And ano yung expect natin na mangyari doon? We believe that growth will happen in that campus. We believe that God has changed the hearts of our professors. And that's what prayer does. An authentic Christian lives in complete obedience and confidence in God through a life of prayer. We can pray in faith. We can pray with confidence because we know that God is our Father and we are His sons and daughters. And because of what Jesus did for us on the cross, we can pray in Jesus' name. Alright, can I invite everyone to bow your heads and close your eyes. I want to pray for first group of people. If ikaw yung tao na you've been familiar with prayer, or maybe it's the same thing for you every day na mag-pray, or ina-underestimate mo na yung power ng prayer sa life mo, nakalimutan mo na na it's your way of communicating with God. If you wanna have a fresh delight, fresh desire, fresh desperation for prayer, why don't you raise your hand if you are that person? The Lord, I want to be refreshed in my prayer time. I want to pray for others. I want to have faith. If you are that person, raise your hand. Father God, you see the hands of these people. You see them, Lord, and you know them by name. Father, as we seek you right now, and as we humble ourselves before you, the Lord, we want to pray. We want to commune with you. We want to be intimate with you in prayer. We want to share with you what's happening in our lives. We want to share with you what we are going through. We want to believe you for impossible things, even for great things. Lord, give us faith. Lord, I pray for fresh encounter with you. I pray, Lord, for fresh delight. I pray for fresh desire for prayer. And I pray for fresh desperation that I will never get familiar of you, God. I will never get familiar with your presence. I will never get familiar praying, even kneeling down on my knees. Lord, thank you for them. Lord, I pray that even tonight, before they sleep, wherever they go, ano mang ginagawa nila, I pray that they will always remember that they have a relationship with you and they will communicate.